So the Rabbeinu Peretz suggests.
Okay, I'll read it to you. The high raya lo nihiru le Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. Rabbeinu Peretz calls Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. The Shani, he was one of the great Balei Hatos. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis was a contemporary of the Ramban. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I received one of the yeshivas sent me a biography of the Ramban. So if I'm not mistaken, at the end of his days, the end of his life, the Ramban had to run away. The king of Spain threw him out. He won the debate. They threw him out of the kingdom of Spain, whatever that sub-kingdom that was called, and he could have gone to some nearby country, maybe Portugal or southern Spain or northern Spain. He said, they're kicking me out already. Sim has to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he lived the last few years of his life in Eretz Yisrael. And what I read, as soon as he came to Eretz Yisrael, I believe it was in Aku, if I'm not mistaken, according to my recollection of the story, he met the famous Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. I mean, it's much shorter to go from Spain to Paris, but he never made that trip. But now in Aku they met, and the story is told how they braced, and they have to be the two giants of the generation.
So the Rabbeinu Peretz suggests.
Okay, I'll read it to you. The high raya lo nihiru le Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. Rabbeinu Peretz calls Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. The Shani, he was one of the great Balei Hatos. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis was a contemporary of the Ramban. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I received one of the yeshivas sent me a biography of the Ramban. So if I'm not mistaken, at the end of his days, the end of his life, the Ramban had to run away. The king of Spain threw him out. He won the debate. So they threw him out of the kingdom of Spain, whatever that sub-kingdom that was called, and he could have gone to some nearby country, maybe Portugal or southern Spain or northern Spain. So he said, they're kicking me out already. Sim has to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he lived the last few years of his life in Eretz Yisrael. And what I read, as soon as he came to Eretz Yisrael, I believe it was in Aku, if I'm not mistaken, according to my recollection of the story, he met the famous Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis. I mean, it's much shorter to go from Spain to Paris, but he never made that trip. But now in Aku they met, and the story is told how they braced, and they have to be the two giants of the generation, two respective schools. The Ramban had a tremendous derech eretz with the Balei Hatos. He always talks about Balei Hatos, Rabbi Seinu, Balei Hatos. Rabbeinu Yechiel was his contemporary. I believe, I don't know the exact history of it, Rabbeinu Yechiel, I believe, was the link to the Rig, the Rabbeinu Tam, to the classical Balei Hatos. So the way, again, when I read the story, so the Ramban left Aku, and he went to Yerushalayim, and he was going to try to start it. Yerushalayim, you're crazy. It's completely chorav there. There was no shul, there was nothing. But they had to call the Ramban shul. In the old city, it was the Ramban, where they had described the story there. They had no shul, and they found an old building, and it had a nice pillar, so they made a shul out of it. And then shortly after that, there were only two Jews living in Yerushalayim, two brothers. There was no one else there. Nobody. They had to come in for Shabbos. It was a kind of pilgrim, the face of two Jews, brothers living there. Tannery, if I already forgot the details, there was some malacha there, and that was it. In the 13th century, there was nobody there. Two Jews, that was it. I said, no, we're going to establish a community, and he got a minion together with Kviyas, he made a shul, he said, the Ramban is called today. And then after a while, I think after a few months, he got a letter from Aku, that Rabbeinu Yechiel had passed away. They wanted him to become the Rav. And he was sort of torn. I mean, after that, Yerushalayim had 10 people, 11 people, 12, whatever they had, 15 people. And Aku was a relatively thriving community. So he left, he went to Aku. He said, Rebbe, you're leaving us. Don't worry, I give you a bracha, and your community will continue to survive. And that's what they say. From the Ramban's time until 1948 straight, there was a Jewish yeshiva in the old city. Ramban started something, they had it lasted a long time. After a short hiatus, they came back. And now they build up, and if they're Ramban, if they the Arabs bombed it, I think, no? If I'm not mistaken, in 48, in the Mahshemon. And now it's back again, if I understand correctly. Same size, apparently. Anyway, so and that's the famous Drush of the Rosh Hashanah, which is printed in the Kitzur Ramban. The Drush of the Rosh Hashanah was the Drush that the Ramban gave in Aku. And that's Rosh Hashanah that he was in Eretz Yisrael. I think he passed away a year or two later. He was only there, I think, for the whole total of 2-3 years in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, when he finished his parish of Kumash, he writes at the very end, he finished in Eretz Yisrael, he writes to Ramban. Anyway, Rabbanan Rabbeinu Yechiel, if I'm not mistaken, was contemporary. So this Rabbeinu Yechiel is quoted by Rabbeinu Peret, who was later. The father told us to go in the generation. This is his father. Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris said, no, Shana Kikim is Mekorah. So the whole story of Bediga, he loved Mishim to watch Chul Kulehai, Mishum. Shahu Yadua Shah Kikim Unashah. He knows. Our Bediga, the Hocha, any Yadua, the Vada Dika, come as a bite. So Rabbi Nechimi Parvitz is a very beautiful Torah to the answer Rashi Shita. Is the reason for B'dikas Chometz Shelayav Aliyochlo, or is it Val Yeror? So the Gemara is the fair Shelayav Aliyochlo. So Rabbi Nechil Avada, that's what you know for a fact the Chometz is there. But Rashi describes it as a more general B'dikas Chometz. You don't know if any Chometz is there. And you do, as we spoke about. So for that, the reason by Yavayamante. That's the suggestion which is made by the Rabbi Nechil. We already spoke about last week that the Pashtas, you could say a different distinction between Bismana Mishnah and Bismana Gemara. Rashi only said that his name is Bismana Mishnah, but Bismana Gemara. Rashi can see the reason for the Yom HaLiyachlo. He said that for a different reason, that would also take care of the question as well. The question, why do you require B'dikas Chometz? Let's just have Bittul Chometz. We know the Gemara asked the Farish why Bittul alone is not a, that a bit that's why? So now I'm a vatal tzarich to live though. The question is why? Why? So we saw a suggestion. Shem Yavol Yochlo was one suggestion. Right? That's one suggestion. Right? Well, you're ready to do the bittul. So it's enough. Bittul's enough. So why should Shem Yavol Yochlo? Right? Rashi says, by your raw. What do you mean by raw? You already did a bittul. So some say, Shem Yavol was vatal b'lei sholei. The Rashi suggests, all right, now we're discussing this. If you ever have a bittul, why you need a bedikah? So we had discussed last week two reasons. Either because, what? No. Shevoli Ochlo. Or you may not do a bittul, Belev Sholem. So, Kam Jabeni Yechiel Mipayrit says, no. Again, quoted by the Tosef Ben Aferet. Nah. It's just a mnemonic. It's just a reminder. Unbelievable. Shadi suggests. He says, really, bittul alone would have been enough. Would be enough? It would be enough. So why do the Chazal require a bedika? Just say, do a bittul. The answer is, they're afraid they'll forget to do the bittul. They'll forget. Rabbeinu Yechiel Pirish Hachi Vlahachi Achmir Vachachana Latvicha Bedika Ma Bittul Shed the Medarayt Tzarech Bittul Shkadei Shal Yavol Vabal Yeroyah. While he forgets, it's true. I once forgot to say a bittul. Yeah, I forgot. That was my day, so after. But that's a different story. It's rikukachamim last bedika the yitzbei tircha umitol kach yezdoch last bittul doraisa loyal bebal yeroya. It's an unbelievable pshat. The whole bedika is just a hechitzimtza, a reminder to do a bittul, because you know, bedika, the whole ceremony, you know, your kids come up from school, they have a feather, and they have a wooden spoon, and then they have a big bag, you know, and it's a whole story, and then, so yeah, who is forgetting, you forget your kids to remind you, you can't forget, because no one forgets bedika's chum. But bittul chum, you forget that. So the whole, it's amazing pshat, psychological pshat, he said, as a whole big ceremony, bedika was created, so you shouldn't forget the bittul. Wild. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So you can consider the biggest thing to get the people. No, but once the person doing the bit, once though, you don't forget the bit at night. I once forgot a bit by day.
It's
still okay. Right. Why do they recommend that everybody on Leil Pesach should stand on the deck and spit wood nickels and then do a like a ceremony, go blah 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 blah, blah and then do a bit. But they recommended that aside from being a reminder, also had a function. But the primary reason they instituted the Kohen Rabbeinu Yechiel is an amazing shock to remember the idea of bittul. So not a chachila. Now, if you look at this, something similar, interesting, look in the Chochmas Manoah in the back. Chochmas Manoah. Where is it? Where is it? Page what? What page?
Plum Fowler.
Plum Fowler? Yeah. Plum wants to know. That's correct. It's Plum Fowler. Look what he said. The very first one in the Masechta. Is Mechavan the Rabbeinu Yechiel? There's Loma the Sava Rashi. Picks out within Rashi. The Choshu Chazal Shema Yishkach Melevatel. The Kachet Vichu Bedika Gamke. The Kule Ai Lekala Mecha Shema Yishkach Levatel the Gam Livdom. So much you won't forget. You want it in Pshat Rashi. Not like the Ran says that according to the Tana of the Mishnah. There's no din of vitel of the Gain Tzorach Shivatel. No. Abodak Tzorach Shivatel even Bizman HaMishnah. We're referring to if he's going to forget to do the vitel. So they instituted as you do a bidika to remind him to do the vitel. So then he says, well, but now he's afraid he's going to forget both. That's what he says. So that's a little bit similar to the Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Pari is quoted by the Rabbeinu Peretz. A little bit. Right. That's the same, I think that's what he says. So with all those problems, that's what he's driving at. That's sort of a failed thing. If you forget one, you lie on the other. Yeah?
It's just a reminder, really, but the Rebbe Chochma Shmuel doesn't go that far. So Rav Osai, so we have these various interpretations of Derech Rashi. Finally, the Dabar Tanura, which is quoted by the first Rashash in the Masechta. Let's take a look. Rashash is page 56 in this edition. We had before various interpretations, right? He's not afraid to. We're afraid to forget to do a bittul. It'll be an insincere bittul. Right, all these kinds of things with Rashi. Look what he says over here now. V'harav. The first line of Rashi is in the Masechta. V'harav. The Bar Tanura in the Mishnah. Is the Mefarshei the Tama lo samchin in Abitul. Tachashin and Shema yimtze gluski yepefiyah. V'nimlach al bitulo. Aha, new word. He's going to back out from the Abitul. Not that he didn't do a sincere Abitul. Mishaita, we assume he did a sincere Abitul. He's not a bluffer. We're afraid he's going to back out from the Abitul in Pesach. That's what he's afraid of. He says, he's skipping two lines. It's Tamua. We read already last week. Mukach lehedya. The bibitl. Azla locha shosha de gluska. The whole point is, why does Tabo de Tzorach Shivatel Shem Yim to gluska? So what do you see? That if he did a bitl, no rabotai, there's no problem gluska yofa. So how can the Bar Tanura go against the Beferish Gemara? The Ganda af hacha abadika. Shasha the Gluska the Bar Tanura says. So the Rashash tried to give the following answer. V'yeshloma the below bedika vadai matu shiyim to Gluska. If there's no bedika, there is a serious chance of greater possibility he's going to find the Gluska. V'chein chayshinon shema yimolech al bitulo. We're facing the back after his bitul. It's bad news. Aval achar bedika einu elech hashasha shema yim to Gluska. It's a very remote possibility. V'shema yimolech, another remote possibility they back out. Will the tray shema it's already so far removed as a sex figure. Maybe he'll find the Gluska, maybe he'll change his mind and back after the missile. It's already so far into the realm of maybe that we're not so concerned. Either one by itself, we wouldn't be concerned. But if you can play the odds together, I think each one's a 10% chance, for argument's sake. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, the Bar Tanura said the reason why missile's not enough is because he may back out from the missile. Fet the Rashash, the Gemara is a fairish for character. The Mars of Bodhis Torah Shivatel, why? Did you fail upon a Gluski Yafa? The dying of it. And therefore, you definitely require a Vittel. What do you see? So once you have a Vittel, you know, worry about the Gluski Yafa scenario. For the Rashash, no, you worry, but it's only 10% chance. 10% chance multiplies the 1% chance. 1% chance, you're not so worried about. I'm just throwing around numbers for argument's sake. Too small of a chance. Can't worry about everything. Had he not done a Vittel, would be terrible. We'll see you. No, that's because of backing out. Had he not done a bidika, then if he did a bitl, we're afraid he's going to back out. Now they did a bidika, so there's a very small chance only he'll find that gluska in the first place. And he also did a bitl, so he's going to have to actually actively back out to the bitl in order to be over, to have these both two disasters coincide. Nope, it's unlikely, so we're not so concerned about that. That's how the Rashash answers this kasha. That's what he answers. Okay, right, you're right. There's another answer to this, but I don't want to go into it right now. If you also want to look it up, the Stifler, the Kehilas Yaakov, Stifler, the Onei Hazman, the Bnei Barak, and Simon Aleph, he gives an answer to this kasha of the Rashash. But let's not go into that right now. We'll come to it perhaps in the future. We're missing too many pieces of information. If you want to give a look, you'll see what he says. Okay, yes. That's what the Rashash talks about. That's what the disciple talks about. Can you back out from a mitzvah? You have the ability to do so.
Even if you think about eating, it's still not anymore.
That's right. That's why I don't want to talk about it yet. It's complex. When we get to Dalai Lama's days, the Rabbi Yomeinu, this is going to come up.
We'll
put on the computer. We should get to Dalai Lama's days. We should get back to the
Would it make a difference
what exactly. That's obvious already ahead of me. Would it make a difference what Bittel does? You're exactly right. We're not up to that yet either. We're not, I mean, we've made reference to it, we couldn't help it. But our exhaustive analysis of Bittel will not come till we turn the page. Solid on the page. That's what the Tosis is. And we're not up to that yet. But I've got solid out yet. Give me a few more minutes, we'll be up to there. But let's give you one more clue that it tells about the Nazir story. The Nazir Tosis over here. And our base, Vinazir Nami Sure Shari Lakrini. Tosis is bothered, so why is it in the body raw by Nazir? Or Vidikas Yayin. You imagine that? Vidikas Yayin. Can't take the Naziris, so he kind of has to do that night. Orally, all my Naziris, but they get the Yayin, or an air. To get rid of all the grapes and all the wine and all this, you know, these kind of things. Unheard of. Why? Tosis says, well, Isure Shari Lakrini. So what? So first of all, the Marsha, see on the side, it's Ayin Rasha. You see there? I don't know if anyone can look it up. You follow your instructions. The Marsha, it can't be me another, impossible. Because Tosis began by starting, the Hod, Batam Shef Miru Khan. See, it's right after the word of Reina Hanano. See, that's the first one. Batam Shef Miru Khan. Baby, Bashari, Suri, I know who stopped Fred Marsha. No, there was not an Easter Hano. No. Easter Achila. Say, the Tosis can't have any Hano from wine. Can't drink wine. So how can you say, bring a Nazir over here? Nazir is out of the parasha completely. With all these clothes that you know over here. So the Marsha thinks the proper Girsa should be Neder. Nunu. What can I tell you? You change it from Nazir to Neder. So when the Tosa shans, it says, it adds a word. The word is Yayin. The fact that it adds the word Yayin, that proves that that doesn't mean Neder. Neder could be an ice cream also. Why mentioning Yayin for? The passage is that the words really should be Nazir. That's not my kid. It's pointed out by the beautiful sefer called Gemara Shlema. Like I told you, the Gemara Shlema has all the Rishonim, but the Girsa, remember the Girsa, remember the initial Girsa, that's his, he's a champion. When I wrote him a letter, I asked him about my Girsa question. Remember the Kimlo, the Dakis, because he's an expert in Girsa. He doesn't have the rush, though. And some, I don't know why. He doesn't have the rush. The only Rishonim he has, another rush. So I wrote him a letter about it, and he sent him to some. He gives us stock of money for me in our trust. I wrote it to you. Good. So I'll let him stop him. I have a guy for running a safer. Anyway, what's the right gear for the rush? The law is the law, it doesn't belong. Anyway, I got an answer, let you know.
Can't the
rush on me
the center of the
group? No,
it's just
something in the door. It's not just the object. So the answer is, there's Rav Noah right over there, footnote 11. You want to look, I'm going to tell Sashan, that he's Suri Anoah's last after. And as he quotes to the Tosha Ben Aparet, which I yet to see, which is Yisuri Achila. If anybody, any Rishon Neged, the fundamental distinction in our context, between Yisuri Achila and Yisuri Achila, who? Correct. It's the Ritva. The Ritva is the only one who makes a point of distinguishing between Yisuri Achila and Yisuri Hanoh. The question is why? What's the logic? So the answer is as follows. Look. The Torah has Rachmanis and Jewish money, Torah the Rabbanim. We don't want people to waste their money. They waste it on their own, it's bad enough. We should force them to waste it. So it's like this. The Tosfos is also Bahanoah. You have no use for it anyway. So the rabbis say, don't leave it in the house, burn it, get rid of it.
of his Asa Bachila, and there was very good use for it. You can sell it to a guy, you can have to use it for other uses which are not related to eating. So the Chazal didn't want to impose their stringency and force the guy to throw something out which has a good use, it has a value. That's perhaps why they would go off and throw the fundamental distinction between Isuri Achil and Isuri Anah. Avar, we understand why by Isuri Achil there's something of Vedikas Isuri Achil. Vedika, obviously, believe it's a beer. Why should he burn it? He can sell it. He can keep it. He can use it for other Anah. It's only within Isuri Anah that this whole discussion ensues. Again, according to Shita Tzah, Haritva. Perhaps, that's the Tzah of Tosus. What is Tosus' answer? Tosus by Nazir, the Nazir Nami Isuri Shar Lachwini. So what? Who cares about the for others? The answer is, so why should we make it throw it out? Why should the Nazir be forced to try the wine? He wants his wife to drink the wine. His kids can drink the wine. As opposed to the Chomesh, which nobody can drink. That's what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says that that's the Tzah of Yavai Nazir. The reason they didn't make it throw it out is because somebody else can use it. I thought of another shot they could have given, which is that you could use it yourself after the Nazir is over. The Nazir lasts for 30 days. As opposed to Chomesh, which even if you did Bittul Chomesh, you cannot eat it after Pesach. Because you may know, we'll get to it later at great length, that it's called Chomesh Nu She'ar Balav HaPesach, but you owned it on Pesach. I really did Bittul, you know it. Just look, give a quick look for a second in the rush. Just for a second in the rush. All right, just for a minute. The rush of the second paragraph, it's not a topic now. Again, we'll get to it at length. Just to catch a quick glance, in Simon Dalar, in the second paragraph, page Kuf, Chav, Hey, the rush quotes the Yerushalmi. It's column 1, Simon Dalar, column 1, right before the second indentation, with a little lamed is, who be Yerushalmi. Oh, but long before the lamed. Yisrael shemata chamas bebeis achara pesa. Minadinu mutter. The cave and the bitlo, lo avra ba'yiroa, but like the liquid says, as you just said. But, uvi rishani pligiba, the gantin and also mefke chapsa biyadal dachra petal mal. Av yochum namar osr, rishloka shema mutter, av yochum chayish la rama, rishloka shlo chayish la rama. Kloma shema lo yafki ren, av yomir skarti. We pass in aloha shulchan aruch l'chumra, rabota. In tov memche, we'll get to it again later, we pass in l'chumra. So one could argue, if that's true, that's the distinction between Nazir and Pesach. Nazir is even with the you after 30 days. Whereas Chomet to Pesach, even after Pesach, it's going to be Asr because it's going to be in the category of Chomet, Sha'avar, Olav, Ha, Pesach, and throwing in an extra twist. In fact, the Ritzvah discussed that. The Ritzvah said that Chomet and Isol is man, and after Pesach, it's Muslim in our Torah. So the Ritzvah already throws an idea of Chomet, Sha'ar, Olav, Pesach, but that's only 11. We pass that only, but the Rabbanon. If you look at the Ritzvah, he makes a reference to it. Finally, there's Duran. Duran says there's no Koresh by a Nazir. There's no Koresh. There's no Koresh by a Nazir, so therefore, they didn't demand that you eliminate it from your house. Okay. There's this one more last one, is Rabbeinu Peres. Rabbeinu Peres, an interesting idea. And Rabbeinu Peres says that there's a distinction between Chomet and Yayin for Nazir. What's that? Says, one second. Yes, all right. The Kaman ain't a mutter lishdom shum yayin shibaholam, bedilia shimine, loshayach le migzer. Abel chokabe chomet, the mikomako, the mutter vimino, the domil of chomet, the vash of the mitzi, the field of shayach, and it's a thing, and they get out two kinds of cake. And it's potato starch cake, and it's flour cake. They look the same. All right, matzo milk cake. All right, matzo milk cake. And then flour cake. One is chomet, one is matzah.
Matzah and bread are made from the same
thing. Yeah, well, bread, yeah. Oh, looks different. Kitza, this is what the...
Well,
you understand what? A better pair? The reason they make you eliminate all your chomet is you make confusers and think it's matzah. You'll think it's a matzah. You ever see the big sign, not for Passover use?
Yeah,
you ever see those? You'll make a mistake, oh, it's matzah, it's matzah.
Huh?
Could be, you're right. Enough. Rabbi Oster was talking about dollar and dollar. Some of you were not here yesterday, and I'm no kapev at all. It wasn't an official day, so we just read through these two blocks tomorrow with a couple of little hours, and whatever is relevant, we'll come back to. But let me just take attendance now before we start the new sugya. He was here. Yeah, Harus. That's all. The banner of you, the banner of the mayor.
Comet ain't no us to Elam is Shesh Shaw Solomila. Vindivdak Vishi. Let Vidika's Comet take place in the sixth hour of the day. You all know that the day has 12 hours, a little basic there. The day has 12 hours, so the Chatzos is the midpoint of the day, the end of the sixth hour. Let's do a Vidika the sixth hour, and thereby we can fulfill the mitzvah of Vidika's Comet. Says Rashi. Rashi. Bein the Rabbi Meir, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, the Iflug of the Mastisis, Bar Koka, the Ovid, Rabban, the Doraita. What's Pshat? It's a Siyog. How many hours does the Siyog go? Right? The Machlokas HaTanoim. You probably know from your experience, you've never left Sukkot. So they have on the calendar. They have, Chomet can be eaten until X. Chomet must be burned by Y. Well, the Halacha Lamaisa, X is the end of the fourth hour, fourth halachic hour, and Y is the end of the fifth halachic hour. How you use these hours, there's always two shiurim they give you. They're what they call the Bavad Avram and the Grub. We'll discuss this as we go. There's a big machlokas among the Avram and the Grub, there are many time, and everyone gets involved. How you figure out the hours of the day? We made a brief reference already to it yesterday, but can't go back to that. That's illegal. So we'll start from the beginning again when we come to it. But for the moment, that's what the Din Rabbana. What's the Daraisa? Says Rashi, Chomet and Asim and Atorah b'Bal Yirah u'Va'Achila Ela Mishay Shos Mishagru Shay Shos K'Yelof L'Chamad Afhei Min Ach Chilei U'Min Lo Sishkal Al Chomet. Rashi quotes two of the Afus there are more that teaches that from 12 o'clock high noon and Erev Pesach in Asim and Atorah. Problem. What's the problem in this Rashi? Right. Rashi pulled a fast one on us. He really pulled a fast one on us. Namely, the Gemara there says that after 6 hours, you cannot eat chametz. We'll see later. We pass this is a right to eat chametz after 6 hours. You have to eliminate the chametz, tashbisu. But nowhere in the sugya does it say, nowhere. You overwatch by your raw, by your muscle. How can it possibly be? What's the pasuk say the Farish and Chumash? The Farish. Shivas Yamim, Sa'ar, Lo Yimatei Levatechem. And then it says, Ach, Vayom HaRishon, Tashbis Tzame Levatechem. So Ach, the day is divided into pieces, into half. Half is put, the half is us. That's why Tashbisu, the Bayiro, Bayimatei. How can it possibly be? Unheard of. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? We don't understand. We don't understand. We don't understand. But what forced Rashi into this, Rabbi Ossai? Where do you get it from? Answer me, David. Answer me. Yeah, Rambam. I said, what did Rashi get? Rashi. No. What Rashi says to us is against the Pasuk. I mean, let's call it spade a spade. Rashi is against the Pasuk. The Pasuk said that Ba'iro Ba'yamatzi is 7 days. And Rashi insists that Ba'iro Ba'yamatzi begins at high noon and Erev Pesach. What gun was being held to Rashi's head? What? No, that doesn't say by your own, by your mouth, eh? All right, Tashbisu, okay? Because it says, Ach, by your Marisha, Tashbisu. And by your Marisha, the Gemara Darshus means what? Come on, which day? We call Erev Pesach. And Ach, Chilek, it's the way it's split in half. So it starts at 12 o'clock, fine, I agree. Where are you by your own, by your mouth from?
Why
are you assuming
it's a separate mitzvah
of
Tashbisu?
Because
Rashi goes on the side that Tashbisu is separate in many ways, shape, or form from
Bayirah. So David says, Pashim Shad Rashi. That Rashi felt that Bayirah and Tashbisu are married. You can't separate the two. They must go hand in hand.
Okay.
Could be. I was asking something more than that. I want something more than that for you.
Nope.
I don't expect you to be a big Bikim and Shad.
That's
an internal question. What led Rashi to say that there exists by Rav by Yemate beginning from 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach? What led Rashi to that conclusion? Yeah? Has to be somewhere around here, yeah? That's exactly it. See it. Figured it out. I'm not sure. Maybe we're both wrong. But, Baruch Shekivat to Yoshita. That is, that Rashi and Abdallah may be related to the Rashi of the first Rashi of the Mesefta. Or our boss of Bogan is a Chomet with Rashi, because of Vayiro Vayimote. And now the Gemara is saying, hey, the proper time should have been when? The sixth hour. What's the rush? Wait six more hours. What's the Bahala? Where are you running? Parrot is. The reason for Medigas Chomet is Vayiro Vayimote. Hurry up, man. One more hour, Vayiro is coming. Vayimote is coming. The Rashi perhaps felt compelled to assume that Vayiro Vayimote arrive at 12 o'clock high noon, because Rashi learned that the only reason for Medigas Chomet is Vayiro, and the Gemara says the proper time for Medigas Chomet should really be when? 11 o'clock in the morning, because it's an hour less than the sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach. That seems to imply for Pashtun that once 12 o'clock Erev Pesach comes, you're ready to buy your own territory. That's why the Medigah must precede it. That's what I thought of the link, perhaps, in the Rashi of Abdallah Amar Aleph with the first Rashi in the Mesef. Where Taifis, for example, things start to say, Taifis says that the reason for the Easter of the Medigah's coming is what? What? Maybe Tosfos will hold that there's no Easter of Bayira, Bayimate, at all until nightfall. Pashat Shat, Pashat the Psukim. It's only Shiva Tziyamim. Perhaps there's a bit of a riot to this, a bit, although not a conclusive riot, which we'll mention, from the Shitas of Mordechai. I'm going to come back to this length later. But just to see briefly, there's an interesting Mordechai who records a funny custom which existed. It's very interesting. It's in Simon Tuf Kuf Lamed Gimel at the end. It's page 56. Page 56. Just to show you a little bit, we're going to come to it later. But it's a very interesting thing over here. Second column, on the fourth line. We'll come to it by Rechus, we'll just see, get a sneak preview. Barad Rav Shmuley Pulaiza, Omar, Shamati Arriba Rav Avram, Sheirogi Lahasho Tusa Achat Milzorfo, At Tilat Shoa Zayin, Kidei Lekayim Briyur Chomish Bizmano. The Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get to it later, that's the base. That's Rabbeinu Shmuel, who plea. And it's amazing to me how he did such a thing. Mipnei Bracha, the beer, Shein Elamad Rabbana, we'll get to that later, what that means also. Hayasomech Al Hasho, Lamod Besofek Tashvisu, Mitchila Sheva. I gotta take a chance. The second that Chatzot says, you're gonna be involved with Tashvisu. Tashvisu? I would have asked a much stronger question. Huh? Bal Yiroi. So, perhaps implicit in this Mordechai, which again, we're not going into now. We're going to get to it later. The great length, what the Mordechai meant, is very, very significant, critical. But for the moment, you get an impression from here too, that he held his no mitzvah by Yerol, by Yimotze, after Chatzot, the Pashas. You could get out of the riot in a number of ways. One is to say, no, different shot. We'll get to the Rabbeinu Peretz, so we'll get to it later, that there's no Vayirah by Yimate because you are Mechazer Achav Levara. While you're actually burning the chametz, you're readying yourself to burn it during those few minutes. So you're readying yourself to burn it, but then there's no Vayirah by Yimate. So the guy can start making his hachonas before Chatzot, estimate. But even if Chatzot passed before he has a chance to light the match, he's osik for there, and therefore that would be considered an exemption for Vayirah by Yimate. It's not a conclusive proof. But it suffices to say that there are Rishonim who maintain that there is no Vayirah and Vayimate before Pesach. Who says so? I asked to see one of them in the Mamakom. Who's that? The Ravid. The Ravid accuses the Rambam of saying like Rashi, that it's Vayirah by Yimate from 12 o'clock. All those other say the Rambam didn't say it. Did say it. The Machlok for Rambam. And he says, what are you chas v'sholem? It's against the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that it's only Shiva Yomim. However, despite the Pasuk, the Yerushalm. Yerushalmi is in the Chassidic quote, one answer to see. In the Chassidic quote, Yerushalmi seems to indicate clearly that this Shaila, in turn, depends on another Shaila. Whether it exists by Yerushalmi by Yomate from 12 o'clock in our Pesach or not, depends on another Shaila. What's that? Whether the Torah prohibition to eat chametz during that period of time. The Machtin Tzirach Lokas HaTanoim, later on in Tzokim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Poskim.
that is Isa Doraita, the Yid Chometz at 12 o'clock. Also the Yid Chometz, also the own Chometz. Rabbi Shimon, who holds no wisdom in the Torah, the Yid Chometz at 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, he denies Bali Rabbi Yamatish. He said, offer the Yerushalmi. So the Minchas Chinuch turned the tables in the Rabbis. If you're saying the Rabbis against the Pasuk, well, Pesukim is not up for us, not up to us to interpret. But you're against the Yerushalmi. You. Maybe Rabbi also probably is against the Yerushalmi. Maybe that, I don't know what the Rabbis will do Yerushalmi. Maybe.
Where is he trying to say that they
That's the problem. Where in the world did they get it? I asked you to look at brackets. I mean, you know, I can't do this. Nachayvit. In the Mesh of Chachma, Shmos, Perik, and Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. What's the name of that passage? It says, Matzo Teachel, Eish Shiv Asay Adim, Ode Relech Asor, Relech Acham, it's because Bulech. Some of us say it every day in Perantun. Okay, so, different than Chachma. So some of you should know about us. Okay. You know, the end of Mesh of Chachma, close to Yerushalmi, and he makes a big deal about the word, two letter word, F. Call Esim Lerabo. Isn't that a Gemara somewhere? My recollection. Second term, huh?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Famous story, Akiva with Shimon Amsoni, Rabbi Samir Chachamim. Here it is. It's in Chav Bezim and Bezim Tzomim. Well, look inside. Shimon Amsoni, Avmila Nechemi Amsoni, Yoyed Dorish. Take a look. You hear it. It's Amos Sefer. It's Chav Bezim and Bezim. Towards the bottom. Hayadorish called Esen Shabbatorah. Everything the word S contains a reboot. I have looked in the concordance recently, but I imagine there are many, many times the word S is found in Chumash. Starting from Rachel Berlakim, Esen Shamayim, Esen Shabbatorah, they have a reboot in them. Sure, eight. What do they say? It's about shame them, I think. I don't know what they will kind of, Chazal have all kinds of reboot, even from the first two S. Every single S, I had a shot. Kevin Shigiel, S Hashem Elokecha Tira, Pirish. There's nobody who could be a rebuy by Kaddish Baruch. It's a God and God plus. Have you heard of Torah Mada, Torah Mada? But there's no God and anything. They stand apart and unique. So he had a stop. So what did he do? Pirish stopped and said, I'm wrong. Armelo Tamida, Rebbe, the famous Gemara. Call S Shadarashta, Mata Hailan. It's meant life's work. Man put his whole life's work was S. He got from Rashis, by Yishvos, by Yikra, by Midbar. He's halfway through Devarim, he suddenly gets. He recanted the whole thing. Can you imagine that? It's that intellectual honesty. Maybe he must have had books and books written about all the S and everything. No, my whole theory is wrong. But that's godless. Call S. Shabbat Sarasa, my tail end. All of the famous expression, the shame should be bowed. Wow. This is a chiddush here, by the way. You see, this Gemara, the Mepharshim points out, if someone sat here this morning from 9 to 12 and learned Pshat by Tosfos and Daf, and didn't know what we were talking about, got a completely fallacious Pshat, didn't get it all wrong, he also gets Pshat. Why? Because here, Shimon HaMasoni is now going with Yada that all the Esam are wrong. This is Kishem, should you bow to Skal HaDrisha? What's Skal HaDrisha? Should get no Skal HaDrisha? Terence says, you are Osik with Talmud Torah. You're trying to figure out Pshat and the Pasuk, you're going to Rambam and the Tosfos and the Rashi. Even if you're wrong, you still get Skar, Rabbi says. That's a very consoling thought of time. You spend so many hours, and you turn out to be completely wrong in your basic assumption, you also get Skar. Ad Shebor Rabbi Akiva V'Dorash, Es Hashem Elokecha, Tira, the famous Russia, the Rabbo, Talmidei Chachamim. There's a body, I think it's from the Kutzka, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's from the Kutzka, I'm not sure who it's from. It says, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came along. Where was Rabbi Akiva before that? So they say up the following verse. It's a chutz for the gevur. Es Hashem Elokecha Tiyo the Rabbo Tavidei Chachamim. And the honor of Talmud Chacham somehow is this the Mora Rapha Kamora Shemayim. But the verse is as follows. He couldn't say it to them. It's too radical. But one Shimon Amsoni was such a gadol that he was willing to take his whole life's work and say it's wrong. Could you imagine that? Even the years he put in, I mean, he's from around, it's all wrong. You see the godless of a Talmud Chacham. When you saw the godless of a Shimon HaMasoni, so then Rabbi Akiva Kedarshin, the Rabbi Tavidei Chacham, that's more Rabbi Kamara Shemayim. Yes, I think it's in the Kutzka. All this is incidental. Let's go back to our Mesh Chacham. It says, Matzol Tiachel, Eitz Shiva Tayyam. Eitz is a Ribui. What's the Ribui? Chazal Darshin there? He quotes from the Kilta, from the Yerushalmi. Including Erev, Pesach, Pesach, Chatzos. Matzah doesn't mean the bits of matzah, it's only what the Pesach means. It means the Fukei Chometz. Matzos Yechel means no chametz. Wait a minute, guys. The second after the pasuk. Matzos Yechel is Shivas Yamim. S includes what? Erev Pesach Yom Chatzos. What's the second half of the pasuk? Lirel Chatzor. Chometz Lirel Chatzor B'chol Kulecha. So what do you see? Hekesh, you know what Hekesh is. Hekesh is the two parts of the pasuk. So that's exactly the source. We wanted to know, where did Rashi get it from? We get it up on the pasuk. The pasuk says Shivas Yamim. Where did Rashi come up to say it means 7.5 days? Yes, it's Chazal said it. Chazal said it on the first day of the pasuk. Matzos Yechel is Shivas Yamim. Eis the Rabbos. Erev Pesach Yom Chatzos. So the principle of Hekesh is extended to Vayera Vayimase. So writes the Meshachach on a very beautiful piece in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, in Sefer Shmos. Okay, good. Rabbi Zayin. True. Seven. Are you right? No. It says 7 days, maybe 2 times. But in this one particular case, with the word es, they're married by an extra half a day. So it's married each and every time. Yes, I'm not sure. I don't know. Look, I don't know. It could be a different one. We should really have a chumash here. At least a chumash shmos. At least. No, I mean, we should give out the first day a xerox of all the relevant pesukim that we've been learning this year. Both primarily. We could be a refer back and forth. That'd be a good rabbi. I would have brought it the first day, but. All right. One day we will look. This should know because it's going to be drush the whole year long worth of drush. Can that have a one charge of zero?
I was thinking about something.
Yeah.
What
are you reading? Wait. No, that's the 6 hours our fault. Same thing. About the next tomorrow. We finished our first Nakuda for this. Inyan of the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, the first Nakuda, he was the Zman of Bal Yerua. So the big time Achlod was already shown. Rashi said it starts at 12 o'clock or Pesach, and the Rabbi says no. The Rabbi begins at Shkir. That's the Pashup Shat of Sukh. Fine. The Yerushalmi is Mashal like Rashi. And they, Chametz Lifnei Zmano, Uli Achaz Zmano, Eina Over Olav, Below Klum. The double Achlod. How do we pass it in the double machlokas? The Rambam splits the psak based on the sugi here, which I'm not going into right now. He splits the psak. It says what? Chometz over all of our pesachs, we all know, is only what? No. Akzeirah midi rabbana. But chometz, erev pesach, erev chatzos, is what? Is doraisa. Is doraisa. Whereas the... 1 second. Hold on a second. Oh, I just thought of something. I just thought of it right now. I don't think it was unbelievable. I don't want it to occur to me now. I forgot about it before. The Rivet. He was the greatest borrower. We can't be like him. No. We're supposed to try to be like him. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi tells us that Anami Avraham Nekam V'Nigmar Vosel Amena Leos Rizim Kavram. What is it? Yeah. I mean, we're never going to be like Avraham Avinu, but we should try. You don't say that he was, we can't derive from him. He's too fast. We can't be. You don't say it was called a Matan Torah. As the Rath and the Oroch, when the Gilead on the side point out, we try to derive from Avraham Avinu. You don't see he was Shalok HaLocha by the Minchas. We derive from it. At Aleph, it's human. Then there's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which actually learns the HaLocha Pesuk, which we know about. With the Shem, next week is Rosh Hashanah. We'll discuss Rosh Hashanah a little bit before Yantar, so we're discussing it now at least, where it says over here, the Mishnah, the Oval of Nehat Tevim, the Yerushalayim Shor Hashanah, Hasheni Matkiyah, Vishasar Halal, Arishan Makri the Halal. Not a Rosh Hashanah. Halal on whatever, on Sukkot. But the Baal Shachar says Halal, and the Baal Musa blow that during Musa they blow Kiyah Shoyf. Why? Maishna, Rova, Adras Melech, more things, because unfortunately people came late. Not just now, even those days. People came late, so they weren't all there for Shachar, there was more than, what can I say? Ramazan HaGemara came late. So, You don't say Avraham Avinu, he was the greatest Boris, we can't be like him. No, we're supposed to try to be like him. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi tells us that Anami Avraham Nekam Vidigmar Bosal Avena Leos Reason Kavram. Was it yeah? I mean, we're never gonna be like Avraham Avinu, but we should try. You don't say that he was, we can't derive from him, he's fast, and the wind can't be. You don't say it was called a Matan Torah, as the Rath and the Oroch point, and the Gilead and the Zayin point out. We try to derive from Avraham Avinu. You don't see what he was Shalok Halacha by the Minchas Zan. We derive from him. At Aleph, it's human. Then there's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which actually learns the Halacha Pesuk, which we know about. With the Shem, next week is Rosh Hashanah. We'll discuss Rosh Hashanah a little bit before Yantar, so we're discussing it now at least. Where it says over here, the Mishnah says, "Over the Snei Atayim, we are Shem Shoshana, Hasheni Matkiya V'Shas Haruhalo, Arishin Makri Tahalo." Not Rosh Hashanah. Halo, whatever. I took it. But the Baal Shachar says Halo, and the Baal Musa blow during Musa they blow Kiyah Shoyf. Why? Maishna, Rova, Maivus Melech. More things, because unfortunately people came late. Not just now, even those days, people came late. So they weren't all there for Shachar. There was more than what can I say? That was not a Gemara came late. So they wanted that blow show up whenever it was there. So hallelujah, so say the same thing. Elamai, read the Magdim and the Mitzvahs. So the key also, read the Magdim. Oh, because there is a mouth of show. The impression you get is what? It's very important on both sides. You have two competing priorities. One is called read the Magdim and the Mitzvahs, and the other one is called Barov or Mahadras Melech. Which one wins? Which one wins? Gemara says, has the reason, no, yeah, but that's what you say. But the Gemara says, has the reason my people in the midst of the wind, and that's why we say, Hallel Shachar, we should have even blown Shofar Shachar, despite the fact that the Rovam will only show up by Musaf, and the only reason they blow Musaf is why? They're smart, they're going to kill us. Okay, they're afraid now. That's another story, but that doesn't necessarily mean that. Hold on a second. That's Pashat that way. Unbelievable. The Trumas HaDesh is a famous case. He passes that way with Farish. We give a different book. The Gemara in Yavamis says in Aflamites that if there are two brothers eligible to do Yibum, the older brother has priority, but the older brother is out of town, and the younger brother is here ready to do Yibum right now. The Gemara Yevamos Lamatash says Shuhuye Mitzvah Lo Mashina. You don't waste time. Do the mitzvah right now, pronto. And it's done even by the younger brother, even though the older brother is generally considered a mitzvah and a mufkor. He has priority. So what do you see again? The same as so has the reason Matzim on the mitzvah, which is the two mitzvahs things similar. The idea of Shuhuye Mitzvah Lo Mashina. You don't stall off and do mitzvah. You do as quickly as possible. Asap, right? That even beats out an Indian of mitzvah min hamufkor. That's what he said. So hold on. Not talking. So the Stei Chemed has a piece about this. He says, well, can't bring a riot from there. Trey Gavri, two different people. This is the younger brother. That's an older brother. Of course, an offer the Gemara from Rosh Hashanah. Who needs this to write this deal from Yavamas? So I looked it up in a table called the Sefer HaBris. Ever see it? Oh. Sefer HaBris is a big, big book. Written by a Rab Turatinsky Shalita, he's a Mayel Mumcha from Brooklyn.
I know.
You're Mayel. Okay. Thank God, many Nimolim of Rab Turatinsky are here sitting in the room. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, as a matter of fact. Written a lot of Svarim and Lud Milim, not just Sefer HaBris. And Simon Reish Tam of Faith, I looked it up. That's what says Rizim Akdim. He writes that some people said, can't bring any riot from the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Because the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, it's only speculation that more people will arrive Musaf than are here at Shabbos. How do you know? You don't know for sure. If you don't know for sure, that's why it's reason about the mitzvah wins. But if you knew for a fact, then perhaps the other mitzvah and amuch would beat out it's reason about the mitzvah. If they try to sneak out, he quotes somebody, try to sneak out of the riot that way. I don't remember who. It's a safe reference. Quote. Yes. And maybe there's no riot from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because although the Gemara compares the two priorities of the reason with Rovam, Rovam was only a suffix. It's only maybe it'll be a Rovam. How do you know? They didn't even have a sefer in the Beis Medrash. They have it right over here, if I'm not mistaken. This little Beis Medrash, they have a sefer in Bris. Maybe the other one. So you give a look. You see, in Reish Tamach Beis, he talks about Zvizim Akdimim. And you look at the table of contents. Zvizim Akdimim versus other things, right? Other priorities. And this is very, very, it's a real din, Lachar. Yes?
Say that you
can
say
that by your Rambam Sosa. Who said that by the speaking back to speculation? Ah, come on. Why? Why? Well, it's on a 99% date.
There are more people there by Muslims than there are by
Shaka.
Talk reality.
You're talking reality 93.
And
then talk about reality about a Gemara. Maybe what's the difference?
Wasn't bad
then
as it is now. Maybe they were afraid they left Shulman.
Whatever.
You can ask that question against Rambam.
You're right.
Number two. What is Rambam Sosa? It's a mitzvah of Mukhor. It's a mitzvah of
Okay, whatever. All right. Okay. Rabosai, all this. No, there is none.
So what's the right?
Look at the Rishon. All this, Rabosai, is against the Sefer HaMichta. One of the Rishon, which is printed on, is kind of a separate Sefer HaMichta. It's also found in the Ota Rishon of the Gemara Shlema that I have over here. Sefer HaMichta here on our daf. And the Me'iri in Yuma, and that daf Chavchet, that says, you know, Noah call Yisrael a hashkim v'lamol v'zridus. A minik. And the Me'iri says, you know, when it comes to Mila especially, he shouldn't be seen chalila, someone who's lazy, he's afraid of injuring his child. How can you say it's a minik? It's an up in a gemara right over here, it's a din, it's a tanya. So, in the footnote of the gemara, Shlema, is a very beautiful hara. Look on the side of the rift.
I think I put it on the
The Gilead on the side quotes the rift. The rift's Girsa. Look what he says on the side. See? And we see the rift there? The Chitaim. How can you say it's only a minute? It's enough. It's the Tanya, it says. It's the Tanya. It's Visa Magdim. It's the Tanya. It's a Brisa. Look on the side. The rift, go ahead. The Chitaim is Visa Magdim of the Mitzvahs. Kidif Siv. Uvayom Ashmini Yimel Milamash Kol Yom Tashu Lemila. Ella should read the Magdalene Mitzvah. Shenemar, Vayashkin Avram, Vavoker, Venivzak Mitzafra. So notice that the Rif left out the Tanya. It's not a Brisa. The Gemara is saying it's a Pasuk. It's not a Pasuk. No. So perhaps the Kasha could be understood. After all, it's a very important Minig. It's a Minig, and this Minig is based on Psukim. I'll give you a right. Because the Ran says, the Ran says that the reason my demon starts in the morning, why not the night before, after the night before, that it's Duran Mitzvara. Duran on our daf. Duran Mitzvara. So why is Duran Mitzvara? It's a chapasim. Mitzvara, yeah, that's enough to do it early in the morning, enough to do it the night before. The reason does not go that far. It does not extend that far back. So what's Mitzvara? It's part of the chapasim. The answer is the whole Yalfus. This is
chapasim.
The answer is that all the psukim of the Piyaran and the Rif is just sort of a source for a minik. It's not such a formalized din. It's not so formalized. And that's the pshat over here. If you look in the Maram Chalav on the daf, he says, the reason it's a minik. Minik should it's Maram Chalav. It's Pashat B'chol Yisrael. So therefore, it should have said Mitzafra. It was a question because what do you do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma? That's the problem. Then he wasn't a thing with Avraham. Then he wasn't compared to Rovam. There it sounds more hard to say this interpretation. But Akal Panim, the Me'iri, the Maram Chalav, and the Michtam, and maybe the Rif, go on, it's not such a strong din. It's an Aruch HaShulchan, which I guess this is very, very important. Aruch HaShulchan says, he's very critical of those who postpone Brismila. And Brismila is the source for Brismila Akdimah in the Gemara. And it was very important to do the Brismila as early as possible. And there were those today, because a couple of guys can't make it in the morning, you know, they're busy this, they're that, or the other thing, they postpone the Mila for no reason. Some even postpone it after Chatzos, and he really laces in to those individuals. He's not happy there, Hashulva, with that custom of postponing Brismila. Because the question is, of course, what warrants such a postponement? I'll tell you, Maisa Shahaya. The anniversary of the story is coming up next week. Song Gedalia, exactly so. One of my Talmidim had a bris mila, Baruch Hashem, and Tzon Gedalia. And for his son, yeah. And he had a family problem. Family, his wife's family came from New Jersey. He lived in Queens. And what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do, in case it happens to you, I happen to me, I had a bris mila on the time of Stephen. You make the bris mila early in the morning after Shabbos. And the Suda's mitzvah is at night. The outlaw says, we can't schlep from New Jersey to Queens early in the morning and then go back at night, and it's lichis, and this and that. And it was mamash a question of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, Hashem is born, so we'll have his name erased for Shalom Bayis. So he called me up. So I started to hem and to haw. I said, you know, really it should be early in the morning, and I had to call him back, explain to him, I said, you know, that's not right, it's a bonus. He called him back. I'm not even sure what happened at the end. I just sort of stayed, after a while I saw that, up to a point, listen, I told him, it's Shalom Bayis, you can't move. So I said, then that's it, get up, and you have no choice. But not right, postpone the bris mila so long. So those who postpone it so long, even for lesser reasons, perhaps they hold, like the Michtam, and like the Meiri, the Minik, it's a new Mishigat, I think it's terrible. Shabbat afternoon bris. Sure. They want to invite only their friends. No, you can't make it in shul. Nah, not in the era. They don't have to be in shul, there are thousands of people in shul. And then what you're going to say, if you go home and you come down to join me for the Suda, have no time.
Not supposed to invite people.
Yeah, yes, that's very tired. They think, oh, what is this? 4 o'clock, they'll make a grist, they'll invite only those we want to invite, and those not invited won't be there. They'll be sleeping. So this way you can get away with it. I make sure I show this for those that they want to invite. I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible. The bitl of Zvita Magdimen. I never allowed it in my shul. I was once invited to visit another shul, and I came late. I was partly showing my displeasure. I said, what is this over here? 4 o'clock of bris. And if it becomes very good, oh, it's a great idea. I think it's terrible. A bridge should be done, if at all possible, early in the morning. Can't always do it that early. First minion, I'm not thinking such a big mock bid. I mean, although
today the first minion is the big thing done in the weekend.
Because I have to go to work. On Sunday, I made a bridge on Purim. On Purim, my first bridge was on Purim. And it was a big problem. Purim. Everyone has a, you know, we can't just come to the Rodam and be on Purim because everyone has their own minyanim and their own chiyuvim and their own this and their own the other thing. Yeah. So the Purim bris is right here in the yeshiva. So the bris, it was a Sunday. And everyone's davening all kinds of times. It's Sunday. And so we called the bris for 11 o'clock. I felt bad it was late. I was 11 Friday. People just push it. You know, it's 11 for Kriyas and Megillah. Kriyas and Megillah comes first. The Mefarshim has a whole discussion. Doesn't come first, whatever. But we had no prayer really in that kind of case. But I made it 9 years later. I made a bris. It was the day before Purim. It was time of Esther. That bris was done 7:30 in the morning. And then the Suda was the night. It was 11 like a Purim Suda. Simchas Purim. Yeah? It's a very big Indian. A very big Indian. What you should do is, if necessary, make the bris in the house, make the bris in the... Find a different answer. To institutionalize the stoning of bris in the afternoon is absolutely intolerable. Cannot be done. Cannot. Yes. You bet. That's right. So don't come. I don't want to come.
In a minion. Believe me, your family will come with your minion. You'll have a minion for the bris.
It was only this case where the in-laws were so, they wanted to be there for both parts. They didn't want to commute back and forth. It was only that they were the ones that they were insistent. But when I made that bris, my in-laws came twice. And they're just as far a trip. But Mish might give you a brother. You don't have an ankle. If the baby's born on a bris inside a tibra, she slept twice. slept in the morning, and he slept again in the evening. It's very right.
Last year,
Tisha B'Av made it late in the afternoon. That's right. Tisha B'Av made it late in the afternoon. It's not right. I don't think it's appropriate.
Last year, they made a dough on Sunday night.
Oh, that's a different story. Then they can even make the meal in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's a different story. That's
I wasn't about the dough.
Yeah. Bris Nincha is a big machloek. Some say Bris Nincha is a Kolv and Nincha Yidoche. You're already Nincha anyway. So then there's no rush to do it. I mean, no, some say that's terrible. But some say, at least within that day, there's no rush. And it's a famous Shuvah Dvar Avraham, which says, Punt Faker, the Kolv Nerov is the opposite. If it's the Bris Nincha, it comes first, before the Bris Mismano. Why? Because the Bris Mismano on the eighth day, so you have the whole eighth day to do it. Only is any of the reason Magdimit. But Brit Shalom is Mano, he's an oral. Every second is an instant gombo. You have to do it so early. The famous Shuvah, he's one of the first famous Shuvah Dvar Avraham. She has it against everyone else. Do the Mila Shalom is Mano first. I'll be successful with other people. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan is quite strong about its criticism. But those who are making, they have anything to be easy to rely on. It's a minute, such a case. People didn't come yet, they can't come. Look, there's another Meiri. Meiri in Hori, Safyud, where he said the reason why it's no good to postpone mitzvahs is because Nira, Kipiru Kol, and mitzvahs Anoshim Milu Moda. He's looking by roads, there's no excitement. But there's a reason to postpone it, because the grandparents can't come. Okay, there's grounds to do it. So again, I'm also willing to bend in an extreme circumstance. But to make it institutionalized all the time, that's impossible to believe. It's the most possible, it's not a meeting, it's a real din. What kind of din is a machlok? So we have in Rosh Hashanah 1,000 and there are bonus with Magdim Limitzis. But there are others who say it's a Daraisa. If you look at Rashi in Chagiga, the Abzayin of his days, it's something that's a Chazav of Poshet. You don't even need a Poshet, it's a Shalav of Daraisa. And some even call it a Bittul Mitzvah, because it's also a Gildav Gimel. But Vatlan Talmud Torah, for Mikvah, what is Vatlan? It's a postponent. It's called a Bittul Mitzvah. So it's a reason why it's an important Indian. So we should try our best, if we can, to Mekayim this Indian. Sorry? It's where you have it in Rosh Hashanah and Abdallah Mabit. Well, the post can say it applies to other mitzvahs too. You see it by Shofar we had it. But it's especially important by Bris Milah. Okay. Especially.
No. Now, if I have a minion, if my neighbor is only 1 minute, 8 o'clock, and sunrise is 6:30, I should wake up about 3 minutes.
No.
Why Rabbi Mahdi?
100% right. So I'm answering you that Tvila B'tzibur, B'smacha, Tzibur Mespalim, everyone agrees, no one disagrees with this, as far as I know, is Docha Tzvila Makdimah. There's a Shaila, is a Docha Tzvila Kivasikin. That's a Shaila. But it certainly is Docha Tzvila Makdimah. Because that's a smacha Tzvila B'tzibur, you have to go down with a Tzibur. Period. Okay, Rabbosai. Next, continue the Gemara. Yes.
What mitzvahs do you apply
this to?
All mitzvahs. Like every single mitzvah?
I think so.
Lulav.
Oh, lulav, the baditshava. Well, you don't have a sort of the baditshava. The baditshava, they say, stay up all night, sukkahs night. He was plotting to be able to wait to get his first rays of sunlight to do the mitzvah to feel his lulav. And the story goes that he got so excited for the sun, he put his hand right through and cracked the glass. And he was actually bleeding. He bled for the effort of that. That's what they say, something about Ditchival. He was such a rush to do the mitzvah as soon as the sun came up. Litvishes don't do the... It was behind the glass. I don't know. He didn't see. He was so excited. He put his hand through it. That's what they say about the Ditchival. But, you see, the Shulchan of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're supposed to make the brach on this Aleph Minim right before Hallel. Which of course is hours later until the people gets around to doing it. Again, the Indians do it later, so that's how I do it. I do the mitzvah later. Because the bracha, you want the bracha to go on the nanuim. So for the bracha to go on the nanuim, so the mitzvah is considered to do it there after shakras, before, and the chalal part of Hashem HaTodim. Some do it in the sukkah, basically al piso. There are some people, no problem. After we finished davening shacharis, they went down to the shul sukkah, and then they benched a little bit. They want to have the litvah shacharis and the chassidah shacharis. The baditshva they don't have, right? The tzvitzis they don't have.
No, they don't, because they leave us the kedusha.
No, that's not the shalom.
When they do it,
no, we in our shul. Our shul.
No, those shuls, but they don't have to.
Ah, we have a break.
The reason I'm still holding the beginning of the same domain. So he himself, he wrote that domain.
So we do it. We have a few minutes of a break between after I'm brought up my Torah Shalom and Halal. I will make sure that they shouldn't. One of my main concerns is that people shouldn't tumble during Chazor HaShat. Some shuls, after Kedusha, all of a sudden, it's a bizarre. So I said, no, I can't stop what goes on, but I tell everyone knows in my shul, after you finish Havrosh HaTorah Shalom, we come now to the main question, which is exactly, when is Or LaHarba Osa? I want to know when it is. So the Rabbi said, nightfall comes in halacha at two specific points. You can even say 3 points. Depends the whole come. You all know that there's a sun. And the sun rises and sets, and you can see your own two eyes. It's not my imagination you can ever see. But sunset is commonly for witness. Let's take the average day, I'll try to give an example. The average day, the sun rises at 6 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening. Well, the classical average day. Alright? So when exactly is nightfall? Give me that. Go. The average day, sunrise is equal to Nate. Well, I didn't even say that. Nate, or Nate Sahama, and this is called. So you're right, so you're either the naval observatory which offers the New York Times, the summer of the sunset. Okay, then after Shkiyat HaChama, there exists a period of what the Gemara calls in the Masechta Shabbos, 3/4 of a mil. A mil is a distance. How do you measure a distance? Well, they didn't have watches. How long it takes to walk and read this, we come down to the main question, which is exactly, when is Or LaHarba Osa? I want to know when it is. So the Rabbi said, nightfall comes in halacha at two specific points. You can even say 3 points. Depends the whole come. You all know that there's a sun. And the sun rises and sets, and you can see your own two eyes. It's not my imagination you can ever see, but sunset is commonly for witness. Let's take the average day, I'll try to give an example. The average day, the sun rises at 6 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening. Well, the classical average day, alright? So when exactly is nightfall? Give me that. Go. The average day, sunrise is called Nate. Well, I didn't even say Nate, or Nate Sahama, and this is called Shkia. So you're either the naval observatory which offers the New York Times, the sunrise of the sunset. Okay. Then, after Shkia Sahama, there exists a period of what the Gemara calls in the Masechta Shabbos, 3/4 of a mil. A mil is a distance. How do you measure a distance? Well, they didn't have watches. How long it takes to walk the mill? The mill is 2,000 amos. How long does it take to walk that? Let's assume this is, for argument's sake, 88 minutes. I feel like an 80-minute matches. Well, it's 80-minute matches. The patient is a mark. The mill is not a matches. Well, it's also an argument like 80 minutes. There's 3/4 of a mill, which is famous for. It's long tomorrow. So basically, it's a simple tomorrow. So the real majority says, basic information, that it takes 13 and a half, that's called Pesach HaKadosh. I want to know, when it says Or LaHarba Osa, both at the Chomets are there, what does it mean? Does it mean it's 6 o'clock, or does it mean it's 6:13 and a half?
6:13.
A meal is 18 minutes, and 3/4 of the meal is 13 and a half minutes, that's it.
6:13.
So you use adult. 6:13 Tom Avenue, right? Kayak, 6:13 and a half? That's the time. Well, all right. But says, so 6:13 and a half, that's the time to do Bidikas Torah. Well, don't forget about that. All Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, we have to do it at night. You have to eat matzah. There are total matzah. Right? You have to take Kriya Shema. Right? All, I don't know the first version of the chat. Name is like Karin
Mishnah, not the first Mishnah in a Masechta, the Kamakayotze Beilu. Oh,
Also, me lek a lot of a Mishnah, who would write so. Well, my role, Loma, all the Mitzvahs and the Kamas, the Mitzvahs and Amru Laila.
Well, this is the Malamora's wrong.
Havala Tam, Havoru, Shekol, Amakomal, Shutorich, Lahaktim, Lathila, Talaila, Kigon, Bedika, Tomek, who Masi and Masuo. What's that? You saw those who were here yesterday. They used to communicate by lighting torches when I showed it. Tani Or. Why? Because there's still some light of day. It's not yet dark. Kiddushiv, it's written. Kora Laila. So if it's pitch black and dark, you call it Laila. If there's still some daylight around, then you would call it Or. It's the beginning of night, but there's still some light. Vamapelet Or Lishmona V'yechot. The Yochel Yehei Nechel Orlishli. She does the two Mishnayis, which are one of the Mishnah and the Brisa, which are quoted. Those who want to look it up, the very beginning of the Gimel Amud Aleph. Af Elu Tzorech Nishnu. Shalom Tomar Kol Zman Sheyesh Bo Or Hayom Yehei Nidon Kiyom Shelefanov. You might have thought something like the previous day. The Kaf Shanu Bohem Or. That even from that point on, from the moment that there is still some light, it's still considered to be the next day. It's considered to be nightfall. The chen timta kol makom shoshana or the tzorech shno. Adka. So the rabbi says that the reason why the Tana here used the word or is for halakhic reason, not just poetic. It's a din that all our ba'aser is earlier than you might otherwise think. And the question is, how much earlier? How early is early? That is the major question which we have to discuss. The problem is, really, what is there? The Ram quotes it, the author doesn't give you much of a hint. The last line, Sarah Flaxibulim, or Hayom, the Holy Israel shouldn't be lazy. But how early is early? Doesn't say. Doesn't say. The truth is that the Rambam seems to disagree with the entire concept of the writer. Would not be the first argument in the Rambam of the writer. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says V'divrei Sofrim Shebotkin U'Mashbisin Achometz B'Laila Mitchilas Leil Arba'os Alaraner Mitchilas. What does Mitchilas mean? What's the letter mem mean? From the beginning of the night. Makes no mention of starting earlier. Makes no mention that it must be done right at the beginning of the night. It could be any time during the night. Maybe you should do it earlier than later, but there's no specific time. It could be any time. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, am I correct? The Matav Laman Aleph, he changes one letter. He changes one letter. Instead of mitchilat, he writes what? Bishchilat. That may seem like an inconsequential change, but some of the Mepharshim have pointed out that perhaps it's a very consequential change. I happen to see this quoted in a sefer called The Distinction of the Deer, of the one letter being changed, is in a sefer called Birkat Eliyahu on the Bir Agra. See, the Vilna Gaon already said something. The Vilna Gaon on that. Is it Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The one I asked you to take a look at. Tav Lam and Aleph Gra Tivkotin Aleph. That's the first. Now, some of the Shulchan Aruch don't have numbers in the Gras. They just have Dibra Masla. It's a count. So some Shulchan Aruch have Aleph Beis. When they get to the hundreds, it gets tough, but there aren't long to the over here. So you just have to count out the paragraphs to know which is. But here it's Aleph, so it's no problem. So the Gaon is following. The Mechav is Bitzchilat Leil Yadal HaMenitzin. Not Mitzchilat, but rather what? Bitzchilat. Says the Gra. To Mishimachi Nogat Or. Lomar b'tchilas alayla, sheyesh adayin or, Just to make poetry, you wouldn't make this change. It's a halach. So the Gra somehow assumes that the Mechaber held like the Raiva. How do you know it? So the Birchas Elio, which is the super commentary on the Bira Gra, which is just written very recently by Rabbi Rakov Shlita, who was an Abed in Haifa, I think he's now in Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken. So he there says on his own, of course from others, I don't remember right now, that the Gorin was Medayik from this one letter. Instead of Mitchila, which the Rambam has, and the Chava changes to Bitchila. This implies, according to the Gra, that the Mechaber Paskin like Shitas Horaivit, as a matter of fact. The Taz in Tziv Kotbe says, aha, how come we suddenly find a prohibition against learning Torah? What's the Romans make us ask learning Torah? What a Chazal ask learning Torah all of a sudden? He don't find it also learning Torah before Krishma. On the contrary, if you learn the Torah, what's going to say? Put yourself in the field, what do you do? Koresh Ksav, Vishon Ksav, and then he davens says Krishma. You see, it's not also a problem. So you're supposed to eat and he says, no, take that back. You're supposed to learn Torah, and then you say davens at Krishma. No, he has to daven before. No, he's going to learn before you say Krishma. No, he's going to learn before other mitzvahs. So why suddenly over here when it comes to what? The B'dikas Chomet, he's going to learn Torah. Says the Taz as follows. Comes to Krishma, you can do it all night. All right, at least we have those. At the very least, if you have 6 hours, approximately 5 hours, right? To say Shema, the Chazal is not going to have to learn it before Shema. When it comes to B'dikas Chomet, no, says the Taz. It's supposed to do the mitzvah immediately. This man is at the beginning. It's oral arba, not leil arba. It's bitchilat lala, not mitchilat lala. Therefore, they instituted an issur of Talmud Torah. That's how the Taz learns pshat in the Hemshech HaSugya. What's the Gemara say? It says over there, and Abdallah, the Gemara said, a person is supposed to do what? He's supposed to do nu oral arba osur. It's b'nei azeh b'tzvina v'tzvatehim. What's the connection with the hilkah? He says you have to do it as close as possible to the time that it gets dark and it's supposed to be a little bit light outside. So therefore, this is upon limitation. They after learning Torah. So I start in Steve Cotton base. I'm sorry? Neres Chanuk will be the same thing according to those who maintain that there's only a limited time for Neres Chanuk, which is the Asher Tichle Regel Min HaShuk. Some say today, as we discussed later, the Chanuk time, that it doesn't apply nowadays. Either why you're in the morning until 3 o'clock in the morning until some people stop walking around. Or some for the B'nai Bias nowadays, for a variety of reasons. It could be that this restriction no longer applies. But if it would apply, then perhaps the stringency would exist as well. Excuse me? Megillah is a different story. There's Pashat Hungry Megillah. That's a different story. But there's no, I don't think any. There's no, father, there's no. That's true, but that means, whatever that means, doesn't mean it's telling me that. Nothing means that. So the Ran says, Hilka, Kaloma, came into Amrit, to Oran, there you are for the Bika, Valali, Yosmi, Bayon, the Eko Mitzvah, Tali, Bedover. So you should do right away and don't start learning. But you may lose yourself and forget. Oh, about that. One final Ma'am Makam, and then we'll have to stop, because this, I want to have a Mincha, and that is for the Yafei Einayim. For the Yafei Einayim, all say Yerushalmi. He's saying it's all about Yerushalmi. So first of all, the whole paper, just giving the ability you have to start earlier, or it can be done when it's absolutely dark at a later time. That's the reason. He's talking Gambi Emsa Laila. You can do it at midnight. You say the Orayin Erez Yofet. The Rav Mona, the Omar Ushmartem,
שיהיו היום והלילה משומרים, צריך להיות הבדיקה בתחילת הלילה. כמו שהוא שם, הוא אומר, that the entire day, the entire night should be משומרים, משמרתם. משמרתם סמאסם. That he darshan to mean that that 40 should be משומר from Chomet. That's what he darshan. We'll have to see tomorrow to discuss whether in fact we do pass when they're the other details about what you can and cannot do with Obadika Summit. And then we'll discuss in Mr. Shem more details about the demand, a precise demand for Obadika. Can you do it with Obadika earlier? Can you do it with Obadika later? Can you do it the 14th by day, the 13th by day, the 13th by night? All of this we'll be discussing as we go along.